Page 17. Caltrans disabled rights advocates applaud agreement to improve access to pedestrian facilities for the disabled. Press release. Caltrans has reached an agreement on the settlement of a class action lawsuit filed by Californians for Disability Rights, CDR, and California Council of the Blind, CCB, to improve access to pedestrian facilities such as curbs and sidewalks for persons with disabilities. The proposed settlement agreement was submitted to the federal court. The court must preliminarily approve the terms of the agreement and then conduct a hearing before it is binding. There will be a public notice period, and all interested parties and the U.S. Department of Justice will be given an opportunity to review the settlement and provide input to the court. Final court approval of the settlement is not expected before April 2010. Page 18. This settlement is a win-win. It is a victory for all Californians, taxpayers, and the disability community who have a right to equal access to all walkways, said Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger. It would be inexcusable to continue to delay these modifications. Instead of debating this through the legal process for the next decade, costing millions of taxpayer dollars, we are taking action to get this work completed. Caltrans is committed to addressing the mobility needs of all Californians and takes seriously its responsibility under the Americans with Disabilities Act, said Caltrans Director Randy Iwasaki. The terms of the settlement include the following. Caltrans will spend $1.1 billion for barrier removal work and other improvements on sidewalks and other pedestrian facilities over a 30-year period. Caltrans will ensure that all pedestrian and park and ride facilities under its jurisdiction, which are newly constructed or altered after the date the settlement is approved by the court, are fully compliant with federal and state access requirements. Page 19. Caltrans will ensure that temporary routes which are provided around and through construction along pedestrian facilities under its jurisdiction are accessible to persons with disabilities when provided. The action filed under the Americans with Disabilities Act, ADA, alleged that Caltrans discriminated against persons with mobility and or visual disabilities by denying them full and equal access to sidewalks, crosswalks, park and ride lots, and other pedestrian facilities owned or maintained by Caltrans. The lawsuits were filed in both federal and state court in 2006 and 2008. To view a copy of the settlement agreement, visit dot.ca.gov/master_stipulation_and_settlement_agreement.pdf. Editor's note. The following comes from the California Connection. Instructions are found near the last page of the main settlement agreement on how to request state highway sidewalk repairs, gap closures, and curb ramps. Most main streets and many large arterials, such as San Pablo Avenue and Ashby Avenue in Berkeley, Lombard, Van Ness, and 19th Avenue in San Francisco, and so forth, remain state highways. Each local community that sends in its request early and identifies any other priority qualifiers from the request list improves its chances of getting early Caltrans investment in its state highway sidewalks, curb ramps, and street crossings. Since our communities all have long neglected state highway infrastructure, which transportation equity and environmental justice require remedy, they are well positioned to gain substantial Caltrans investment with early requests. Even though the settlement is not yet finally approved by the court, Caltrans is accepting and prioritizing requests.